Charlotte's web never looked more beautiful than it looked this morning. Each strand held dozens of bright drops of early morning dew. The light from the east struck it and made it all plain and clear. It was a perfect piece of designing and building. In another hour or two, a steady stream of people would pass by, admiring it and reading it, and looking at Wilbur and marveling at the miracle. As Wilbur was studying the web, a pair of whiskers and a sharp face appeared. Slowly, Templeton dragged himself across the pen and threw himself down in a corner. "I'm back," he said in a husky voice. "What a night!" The rat was swollen to twice his normal size. His stomach was as big around as a jelly jar. "What a night," he repeated hoarsely. "What feasting and carousing! A real gorge! I must have eaten the remains of 30 lunches. Never have I seen such leavings, and everything well ripened and seasoned with the passage of time and the heat of the day. Oh, it was rich, my friends, rich!"